Team building. That's what we're going to talk about today with Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester as we have some answers from the Heartland. And Angie, I know you want to talk about who's on your farm team. So first of all, let's go back to the point of why should a dairy put together a farm team?
Well, you know, it doesn't really matter if you're milking 50 cows or 500 cows. You know, in order to keep going in this day and age, you need to be profitable. And if you can put together a team of experts that, you know, that they have their field that they're the best at, they're going to be more profitable and they're going to help you out because no one can be an expert in every place.
Well, that does make a lot of sense. You like a little specialization. So from your perspective, who should be the team members?
Well, obviously, you're going to have your farm members, you know, who's on the farm, the feeder and the owner and those types of things. Most dairies will have a nutritionist and a vet, probably an agronomist, a lending agent. As a calf and heifer specialist, I would usually be on the team along with somebody probably from the repro side.
Good points. Now, how often do you recommend maybe getting together with your team members?
Well, I would suggest at least once a year, you know, to make sure that your goals are in line and you're on track. Some dairies will do 2 to 3 meetings a year just to sit down with everybody and make sure things are going right. Maybe there's an issue that they can help discuss. And you get a few good minds together and you'd be surprised the information and the solutions that you can come up with.
Now, Angie, since you've sat on some of these teams, I mean, what kind of things do you discuss?
Sometimes if you're all of a sudden you're seeing problems, maybe a lot of DOAs on young calves or a repro is poor, or all of a sudden you're seeing, you know, some issues on, you know, on the milk side, maybe colostrum quality is low. What seeds should we buy for the next year? Working with nutritionists and agronomists, you know, how can we be more profitable? Things like that.
Okay. What is your tip of the day on this subject?
Well, you know, now when time and resources are really limited, you know, it's really hard to stay focused on farm priorities. You know, having a team member where each member has a responsibility, they can bring new information in for you. You don't have to, you know, think about all these different things. Combined information really does seem to help. And, you know, having that maybe 1 or 5 year goal ahead of time so you can look ahead, it really kind of helps keep you focused, I think.
And that's a good point, too. I mean, if you're going to have the team, should you set up some kind of, like, blueprint, some kind of strategy and goals for the team to accomplish?
I think so. You know, working, you know, what do we want to accomplish by this time next year? You know, what's our 5-year goal? Is it a manure pit? Is it bunkers? You know, what are we looking at trying to focus on, you know, down the road?
Excellent insights. If people want to talk to you or maybe add you to their farm team, how do they reach you?
They can reach me at Heartland Co-op. The phone number there is 715-654-5134.
And we're glad we're always in touch with her. She's Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative with Answers from the Heartland here on 101.9 WDEZ.